Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, most people don't realize that the first week in March each year is National Weights and Measures Week. This time was selected each year to commemorate the first National Weights and Measurements Law being signed by President John Adams on March 2, 1799. An accurate and uniform system of weights and measures was important to our country, so much so that it was established as a part of Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution. Local weights and measure inspectors work each week of the year to ensure equity in the marketplace and to protect consumers in Inouye and Mono counties. Our two county inspectors check the accuracy of over 1,500 devices in the two counties each year, from 80,000-pound truck scales to the scales at local markets and even very small prescription scales. They also check gas pumps, propane meters, electric fueling stations, and items sold by measurements like dimensional lumber and rope by the foot. In addition to routine inspections, they respond to dozens of complaints each year with investigations. Other more infrequent tasks include checking price scanner accuracy, prepackaging items such as meat in the store, responding to complaints of short firewood orders, checking the quality of fuels and oils, responding to door-to-door meat sales complaints, and even checking local gas stations for credit card skimming devices during their inspections. Local weights and measure inspectors ensure that the consumer gets what they pay for and that our local businesses are playing on a level field. Join us in recognizing National Weights and Measures Week this week, as it is the first week of March. As always, if you feel you have been overcharged or just want to find out more about what county weights and measures staff do, feel free to contact their office at 760-873-7860. Well, put this on your calendar. Caltrans, with assistance from California Highway Patrol, will close US 395 at US 6 and Y Road for a Bishop Police Department operation from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. this Thursday. Traffic will be directed onto US 6 and Y Road by law enforcement officers. Northbound traffic will be diverted onto Highway 6, beginning at McIver Street, and southbound traffic will be diverted onto Y Road before Tri-County Fairgrounds. Travelers are asked to be attentive to workers on the highway, slow for the cone zone, and move over whenever possible to give additional clearance. Be safe and be work zone alert. For more information on road conditions, please visit thequickmap.dot.ca.gov. For those with sensory disabilities requiring alternative formats, Braille, large print, sign language, interpreter, and those needing information in a language other than English, please contact Christopher Andreasen at 760-937-7217. Well, there's more to the news, and you can find that out at sierrawave.net or by going to Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, nearly 30 years, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thank you for listening.